Blast off! Here I am, back on Radiance by Design with you and with me and with people all over the world. Oh my goodness, I wonder how many there are tonight. My name is Veronica Antwistle, and I want you to call in and tell me what's going on with you. Radiance by Design is a show all about you and all about me, learning to lift our frequencies like people used to lift their skirts in the old days or lift their petticoats to be ladylike, you know, that old fluting old dance thing. And we're going to lift our frequencies consciously in order to boost our ability to evolve as a species. Isn't that exciting? So are you all registered for Evolution 923 tonight? I'm just being silly. I had a really interesting guest on Paradigm Shifters. It was a sort of a difficult thing for me because this fellow, Cass Ingram, is really an amazing groundbreaker, an amazing paradigm shifter. And what he was talking about as a nutritionist, he was talking about supplements. And he kind of gave me the willies because I love supplements. For those of you who know my story, I had a really difficult time early on in my life, in my early 30s, actually. I never felt well up till then. I was always really skitterish, and I didn't even know how to be an intuitive. I just thought maybe I was crazy. And my body fell apart really easily, and then my life totally fell apart. And then I was trying to construct my life externally and not from the inside out. I was trying to hide myself on the inside so nobody knew how, in quotes, different I was. Most of you have heard me say this story, but the reason I'm telling it right now is one of the ways I pulled myself together and rebuilt my health and so on was by going into health foods, working in a little health food store, and really inch by inch by inch, book by book, supplement by supplement, I learned what made my body work. I'll try this, I'll try that. Oh, this is for hot feet. Okay, I'll take that. This is for this is for digestion, I'll take that. This is for sore legs, I'll take that. This is for, and things worked for me and things didn't work for me. This is the kind of vitamin C that works for me, this kind of vitamin C doesn't. And how did I learn? I studied my little brain out and I carried this huge shopping bag of supplements everywhere I went. It was hilarious. My friends were kind of mortified. They thought maybe I had flipped my very little lid or my big lid at that point. What are you doing? So if I'm talking to you and something in my body goes, or I suddenly feel a sudden drop of my blood sugar, or there's a funny body pain that comes through me, I would take, maybe pantothenic acid or a B vitamin or a little extra vitamin C or some digestive enzymes or zinc or B1 for fears and B2 for skin and B3 for depression. And I don't know what B4, B4 is, B3 is niacin, which makes you flush all over, but it's absolutely wonderful for depression because it flushes. The reason you get red and scratchy is because it flushes all the capillaries that go to the edge of your body that go right out to your skin or that cover your brain so that your brain gets a real flush too. So without much education, people are terrified of the flush. But if you really learn why it's doing that and what happens in your body, you'd put up with it because it'll make your skin better, it makes your brain better, it calms you down, and it only lasts a little while, like 15, 20 minutes. And the fellow who really discovered it was Abram Hoffer. He didn't discover it, but he really brought it forward. And he was working with schizophrenia and nutrition, and B3 was his big thing. Anyway, on it went. I did all these studies, cod liver oil, flax oil, all these different things for my skin. And there was a guy who was known as the cod father who taught us all about A and D and that you had to have enough A and D in order to live properly. So he had us all gobbling cod liver oil and any other forms of A&D that there were. Anyway, so on and so forth. So through the years, by the time I'd been in the health food store for about 7 or 8 months, I had learned so much. And my plastic bag was kind of a legend in my amongst my friends. Like, oh my gosh, look what she's doing now. Good grief. But they also saw huge, huge changes in me. I changed from being kind of weak and lots of low body pains and dizzy and lots of insomnia. I've never kind of cleared that, but couldn't focus, couldn't actually read sometimes unless I was reading about grief and nutrition and a little bit about God and any other spiritual stuff I was into at the time. But I, who had been an inveterate literary student, loved really intense literature, couldn't read that stuff. I couldn't focus on anything but something that I could apply directly to myself, like nutrition. So Morning New Tonight, I read about it. So the long and the short of it is, let's fast forward, and I've been through decades since that time, and I have fallen back on supplements over and over again to restore my balance and my well-being. And when people say, "Oh, you shouldn't do that," I go, "Yeah, okay." I just do it anyway because I was so unwell and because it made me well. And I watched a whole lot of other people turn themselves around, and I also guided them on programs. Plus, we used chiropractic, plus a lot of energy and so on. You know how that goes. Body work, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so in comes Cass Ingram. Now, way back in the olden days when I'm carrying my plastic bag full of supplements, he's off studying things like, and those of you who have heard Jim Emke, he's beginning to really function nutritionally at that point too. He's really into colonics and enemas and cleansings of that sort with a lot of the major, like Bernard Jensen and a lot of the Dr. Irons. I think Jeremy Irons is an actor, but somebody Irons. Anyway, a lot of very famous people that he studied with. At the same time, Cass Ingram is off discovering oil of oregano, which, I mean, I guess he's not the only one who discovered it, but he started to use it absolutely massively for everything. And he just brought it forward, and he really had people using oil of oregano for, as you probably, most of you have probably tried it, it tastes horrible, but you can use it for when you're starting to get sick. You can put it in, you know, you get a tincture of it and put it in hot water, you get supplements, you get tablets, you get it a whole bunch of different ways. And Dr. Ingram was talking a lot about how, for example, if you get a bee sting or you get really lethal bee stings and so on, and you just make this goo and slap it on the sting, it pulls out the toxins right away. Oh, okay. Thank you. You can just wait till I finish this thought, Aaliyah. I love to talk to you. But anyway, he talked a lot about Lyme's disease and how he'd managed to turn his own Lyme disease around, but it took him a year and a half. He didn't use antibiotics. He used things like oil of oregano. But anyway, the reason I'm a bit perplexed is because the way he talked about it, I thought, well, gee, maybe I better throw away all my supplements, because he's saying that the content or the way supplements are made, the way vitamins are made, has been changed through the years. And some of them have some pretty difficult to digest content to them. He says some of them not plastic based, but sort of like gas based or something. And I was just confused. So I think that what I'm saying is that we really need to do two things. One is, three things. One is muscle test before you take it, because some supplements are great, but don't just make the assumption that just because it's vitamin B, for example, I would never buy the supplements that are made by Walgreens and Safeway and all these guys who are just doing you know, whatever sounds good for the market. But use your muscle testing, A. B, learn something about these supplements and check and see that they're doing that for you. And if they're not, get rid of them. Because as he expressed, that the use of GMOs in our food, you know, our food supply has been more than tainted, hasn't it, with the GMOs and that kind of thing. So you got a muscle test, as he also mentioned how, for example, something that is called organic, if you have, he has a corn allergy, And a lot of people do because it has Roundup in it, and there's hardly any corn anymore that you can get that hasn't been GMO'd using Roundup, so corn doesn't have bugs in it. And I think I'd rather have bugs than Roundup. I don't know how you feel. But in any case, he was eating corn chips with somebody, and they were organic. And this person was eating them just fine, no problem. But he started going into shock, and his tongue swole up. And those are evidences. You said there's a kind of a pins and needles evidence in your belly when you've eaten something that's GMO'd and your body can't handle it. There's a lot of like really interesting things that I think I need to learn to apply with a little bit more carefulness to any of my use of supplements as well. But he kind of, not freaked me, but you know, it kind of, it really made me think for a while. I did the interview 2 weeks before I ran it because I needed to think about it and I needed to re-listen to it. And I think this man has got a lot to say, but what he was saying is get to know yourself, get to know what affects you, get to know what things you're taking into your body and where they came from, and get supplements that have food source. And there's enough of that that I'm going to say for this minute, because we are lucky enough to have a caller named Aaliyah. And I'm going to go back into how we're going to figure out how our own bodies handle these things after this. And we're also going to do our sacred geometric meditation. So stay tuned. Good evening, Aaliyah. How you doing?
Fabulous. How are you?
I'm fabulous, too. I'm having fun. Fun's good.
That's it. That's what it's about.
Yeah, life is just a bowl. So what's going on? A friend of mine used to say that all the time. Life is just a bowl. And then one day a photographer friend borrowed a big, big wooden bowl I had and took a picture of it and put a picture of my friend sitting in the middle of the bowl. And the caption was, life is a bowl. So, how's your reorganizing your websites and so on, and your books?
Yeah, well, I finished the companion book for my Tarot of Creativity, and it's now on Amazon. And so that's just a small book, you know, well, small. It's 176 pages, which I guess is not tiny, but
how many pages? How many pages?
176 pages in print.
That's good.
Yeah. But, you know, it's not, you know, like the complete manual, but I'm working on, you know, how to read the Tarot manual.
Good.
Or the Tarot. Yeah. So I've been working on that for a number of months now, and it's getting closer, so that'll be published soon.
It takes a while, doesn't it, to get a book refined or to be satisfied with it?
Yeah, it does. It does, and I go very fast these days. I write them fast, and I turn them around fast because I want them to be, you know, coming out. I want them to be published pretty much in the form that it came out, and you know, so I don't really edit them as much as I used to. But I still get a little frustrated because, to me, I've already created the things that I'm working on, and I get a little frustrated that I still have to deal with time. You know, as a like, it's not instant. So,
But, you know, on the other hand, it's so interesting how fast things are moving, like the frequencies are moving. Everything seems to be moving faster. So you don't really have time to sit back, even just for that reason, to sit back and just nurture the book as much. It's like, got to get out there, huh?
No, yeah, that's part of it. I get a little frustrated with the amount of time it takes because it still takes time, even as fast as I'm going. And I'm going really fast, but, you know, cause I'm already on to the next project in my mind, but I just can't do it until I get the book done. But interestingly enough about those energies, I had a major shift around my own birthday. I don't know if I told you, but it was pretty, pretty awesome.
No, you did not tell me.
Yeah, I did want to.
When was your birthday? In March, right?
Yeah, March 5th, and I started it about 3 days before. I put about a week into it, where I work from the energy level, so I work first from the level of intent, And I decided I wanted a feeling of belonging. I wanted a feeling of support, and I wanted a feeling of abundance. Okay. And, yeah, and those three things I worked on, and I knew I got a little message that I was going to get a little bit of backlash, you know, like it was going to bring up stuff. And I did get stuff that was brought up on each one of those issues and transcended it, and I got a breakthrough in each one. And my life's different. It's completely different. It's funny. It's not... Yeah, it just feels different. It's not like
doesn't look different.
Anything's unchanged on the outside. It doesn't really change on the outside. It's just the inside has changed so much that I know the outside eventually changes, you know. And you know, I also know I couldn't have done it before now. So, you know, I'm not beating myself up for not having discovered this beforehand. But, I you know, pedal to the metal.
Yay! So I'll say to you,
my attitude towards abundance or financial stuff has completely changed. And I have a little art activism thing to share with people.
Okay.
Just thought would be fun. I call it art activism now. I don't know what else to call it. I also call it love money. So the idea is that you take a bill and you write love on it. You can write it in tiny little print. But what I do is I do it whenever I'm paying for something, whether it's my credit card or a bill, a check or an actual dollar bill or something like that. I take my finger and I write love on it repeatedly, front and back.
That's nice, eh? I love that
and
idea.
I hand it forward. I pay it forward that way, and I'm spreading it through the energy, because
that's wonderful.
Right now my attitude, I think of money as kind of like, you know, money's got a kind of like a bad rap. I'm not saying that it doesn't have some weird symbols on it and, you know, that it wasn't made by the Illuminati and all that stuff. But on the other hand, money is just an exchange, and it's a symbol. And it's a number, you know, it's a bunch of different numbers, you know. So you can take it and make it into whatever you want, and you can use the system of money to spread this feeling of abundance and love everywhere.
And if it's all about power, love is a power too. So it's choosing the nature of your power.
Oh, yeah.
I like it.
And it's a wonderful thing to do. I do it on tips. You know, I give someone a tip. Mm-hmm. I write it on the bill. I write it on the dollar. You know, whatever I'm giving them, and it's kind of fun to see how many times you'll remember to do this. Today I remembered it every time.
So you just do it with your finger, you don't do it with a pen?
You don't have to do it with a pen. I mean, I was thinking about doing it with a pen, but I'm also going to take my credit card and I'm going to decorate it with like a silver and gold pen. You know, it's going to say love on it and all this like floral stuff. But you got to be careful not to do it on the back or over the strip, on the back of where the strip is or over the strip, because I don't know what that would do. But, you know,
good for you. Well, that's a really inspiring thing to share.
Yeah, no, it's fun for people. I think you know, the more people that do this, the quicker the money system changes, and the quicker your attitude towards money changes. Because now I welcome money. I'm like, ooh, cool, little playmate. You know, let's have fun, rather than oh god, diminishing resource, and I hate paying my bills, and I hate the fact that my landlord's making money off of me, and da 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 da. You know, completely different attitude. Just switch it. And it's playful.
So you can have a lot more fun that way, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's very fun. And it's kind of silly, you know. It's kind of being like an activist, but being really silly. You know, you can take it not seriously, or you can take it very seriously, or you can just, you know, look at it differently, you know, every day, a little different. It's kind of fun. I've been doing it for a few weeks now, and it's been...
Well, your vibration, everybody, I'm going to have to say goodbye so we get our meditation done, but your vibration is just lovely. So thanks for calling in. It's always a pleasure.
Any good word for me?
Well, just that your frequency is up, and I think your body is stronger. I don't know if you're complaining about your health, but your body looks like it's healing something, mostly along the back or... something like that. It seems to be getting stronger and better. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I've been feeling that it's starting to come back, the strength that I had.
Good. Yeah, there's something really transforming. And there's a lightness about you. I want to say about purpose, about placement in the world. There's something about you that's just going to start moving and grooving in a much lighter, more magical way. Because you're very magical. It's like we want to be able to live into the magic, not get thwarted by time and space and things and stuff, right?
Yeah, well, you want to live in your own magic, not someone else's.
That's a good way.
Unless that someone else's magic is just so freaking cool. But honestly, we've been living in other people's magic, and that doesn't free us.
I think it's interesting because you started off saying having fun, and you said that's what it's about. And I think that feeling is such a wonderful feeling for going through life instead of that weighted down thing. And I would call that magic too.
Yeah, that was the feeling I had before this, intense process started about 4 or 5 years ago. Mm. And that feeling is what I've been wanting to come back, because I knew it would. I just knew that it would.
But it'll come back with a better level. It won't be the same. It'll, you've really gone a long way, baby, as they say. You've gone a long way, baby.
Well, I'll never forget what you said in one of the readings you gave me years ago. And that was before this whole thing started and the process of the last few years. And you said, oh, my goodness, you're going to be transmuting so much energy through your little body. Little did I know.
Well, I'm glad that
you did. If I had known what you were saying was true, I would have exited right then.
Well, it's a good thing we don't know too much in advance, isn't it?
No, it is. True.
All right, honey. Well, we'll talk again soon, and thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Yeah, you bet. Bye. So let's close our eyes and let's start doing a meditation. That was a good call from Aaliyah. She's been through a whole lot and is a good example of how we can move through. And one of the things that she's understanding is how to change her interpretation of things like money, her change the way she's handled it. That has a huge biochemical impact, doesn't it? So let's get to work on ourselves, on our structures. And I think we'll try to do one of those interventions again. And I want to talk about some people that have chronic pain and chronic fragility. The word chronic is really kind of goofy, isn't it? But people have long-term pain, because I know that every pain has got its emotional component. But sometimes, when people used to bandy about the term, we create our reality, you created it, what are you thinking about, blah, blah, and big judgments come up. Sometimes it's really hard, or sometimes it's quite a challenge to find out from whence we create our reality, isn't it? Sometimes it takes quite a bit of time. And there's a funny, there's a very funny sort of subtlety about when you actually get that answer, about when you actually figure out where from you create this or that. I think it's really fascinating. So I keep thinking about my friends who have chronic pain and how hard it's been for some of them to get long-term support, because people... if you're hurting and I'm trying to help you, and you're hurting and I'm trying to help you, and on it goes, you're hurting and I'm trying to help you, and you're hurting. And guess what? I get cranky. Woof. I get really sad, or I get insecure because I'm not doing enough, or I feel like I'm doing it wrong. Now, you and I know when a person's doing healing work, I'm not doing anything, really. I'm just facilitating your connection with your own higher spirit. So basically, the onus is on you, I could say, but we would like to feel that we're getting reflections from the healer person that can help us dig in there. But it's interesting, because I think then the healee, the person who's being healed, needs to look at the person who's frustrated because they're not better yet and have a little compassion for that person. Because usually the person only gets frustrated when they think that they're inadequate, or they're tired of an unsuccessful attempt or something like that. So it makes you think, that things that how we help each other, is a challenge for both people. And most of us in this world of healing, most of us are very, very, very sensitive and feel one another's feelings really a lot, don't we? So it's kind of a mix. So if somebody gets frustrated with you because you need a lot of healing and you haven't gotten better yet, turn and give them a little compassion, because the resistance we feel when somebody's judging us is going to also slam us into more pain, isn't it? You see what I mean? Guilt, judgment, holding yourself together, all of that's going to give you a little bit more agitation and pain. Okay, that was a long preamble. We're going to do the structures right now. We want to do the sacred geometric structures. And we're going to focus, take a couple of deep breaths. Up above your head, about 2 miles, a golden ball. See the golden ball there? See it turn a little, shine moves everywhere. And below your spine, about 40 feet, another golden ball. And drop a filament of light from the upper golden ball down through the spine and into the lower golden ball. From the upper golden ball, drop a 3-sided gold pyramid. And then upside down, another 3-sided gold pyramid. And it sticks into the lower golden ball. Now you've got a double tetrahedron. Good. And inside of that, you've got a crystal ball. And the crystal ball nudges the insides of your double tetrahedron. It's a beautiful crystal ball. Shines. It's the feminine. And it's shiny and full of all kinds of spectral glints. And inside of that, there's your Merkaba, or your your star tetrahedron, a three-dimensional star of David, and you're inside of it. And remember, you have the filament of light running down through your spine. And I want you to spin and spin and spin in your star tetrahedron. Spin and spin. Excellent. And as you spin and spin and spin, can you feel that? Your body spins and spins. And we're talking about radiating consciously. Spinning like this is a great way to build your frequencies and send them out. Spin and spin and spin. And as you do, look in front of you, and there's a magical screen, and it's got these different sections. The first section, you run a little movie that says, this is who I want to become. And you see yourself becoming. What is your big dream? Good. And as you see all the pieces of yourself coming together, in my case, I always want to be consciously multidimensional. And I see myself evolving into that. And as I get to whatever it is my vision of the time, and yours can be very different than mine, it's fine. Wrap that in light, move it over to the left. And now we have a fresh screen in front of us. And on that screen, we're going to see a project we want to develop. And all the pieces come together to develop your project, whether it's time, place, people, financial support. All of this flows together to develop your project. And then you see it coming to fruition. It's coming to a head. It might be a home and family. It might be a family with having babies. It may be a book that you write, or a television show. It may be a movie. It may be a world travel. It may be outer space travel. Who cares? Just see all the pieces coming together. I do care. Don't take that wrong. All the pieces flowing together. And you just have a wonderful time. And there's the success of your project on its pinnacle of production. And then you see all the resources coming together to keep sustaining your project for as long as its natural existence. Oh, you feel so happy about that. Wrap that in light and let it stew in its own wonderful light. And now we're going to open the Galactic Healing Center. Now remember this, you and I have an amazing healing team around us all the time. Consciousness team, layer after layer of consciousness. Perhaps they're ancestral, perhaps they're just higher self and beings of light that you've worked with, and just layers and layers and layers of consciousness, and choose out of those to stand around your table 8 or 10 healing beings. The first person to lie on your healing table is you, me in my case, right? So lie down and tell the healing team what it is you'd like to work on. Now, you don't know what you want to work on, some of you, so you just ask them and they will tell you, or you could just lie there and they will work on you anyway. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they'll give you some pointers on what you're suppressing in your life or what it is you're not paying attention to. Okay. That's interesting. And sometimes you want to write it down. That's it. Okay, now we're going to wrap that in light, wrap myself in light, wrap my healing team in light, move it over to the left. Now we have a fresh table. The healing team replicates themselves and maybe brings in a few more layers of their own healing teams, right? And who do we bring in? I started talking about two things. One is interventions, and one is people with chronic pain and difficulty that way. So the chronicies, how about we bring in some chronic people? And each of you has your own table. And we're asking the healing team to speak with you about, they're going to talk to you privately probably about what's going on in your body. Okay, one of them has a terrific unwillingness to let go. What it is, now I want you to all drop, this is something we can all use, okay? So drop into your body and ask to feel all the issues of trust. I don't trust, I don't trust. I question trust. I don't trust, I don't. Okay, good. Now, where are those in your body? Where do you feel the incredible pressure? I'll tell you where I feel it is in my feet, the balls of my feet and the adrenal areas. And I'm watching several people here. Somebody's got it really deeply in almost the back of the liver in a huge way. Somebody's got it in the knees, huge trust. And somebody else is holding your lips really tight and holding it in the belly area. The mouth has got the tense lips and the belly. And I just want you to bring up trust. Trust and see where it is in your body. Just trust. All you have to do is be with it for a while. Trust. All my issues of trust. I like talking to my guys this way. Okay, bring it up. All my issues of trust. Notice where you feel discomfort. And bring it up through your body. That's it. Until it starts to change form. It may not work in a very fast radio show thing, but this is something you can do. We've got lots of energies buzzing here. And the thing I'm finding is that several of you that have chronic pain have issues of trust in terms of releasing that pain. One of you has it down just almost to the bladder below the navel area. And you have like a huge past life, gosh knows, cellular issues of trust that are just enormous. And it's almost like an innocent way of going, if I let that go, you might, what would we say? It could be something like, you might kill me. You will make me crazy. You'll think I'm, it's making me on. Okay, you'll think I'm crazy. You'll treat me badly. You'll know. Oh, I see. So, and there will be no way for me to get respect. Now, another one of you has got a huge, huge pile of anger way underneath it. Really rage. And that's the one that has the tight lips. So if you feel anger and you have a lot of chronic pain, get into your body and notice where it is and what else in your body is talking to you. That's it. Somebody's got it right in the chest area, the heart. Now we're going to clear this because I don't want to. Remember last week or the week before, I took on a whole bunch of this energy, and I don't want to do that again. I have to be. See, you have to be really, really aware to keep pushing out the energy, to keep pushing out other people's energy. So we're talking about somebody's anger. It's okay for you to feel it, but then you need to push it out. Otherwise, when you get blindsided, which means you get too much at a time to really deal with, it's easy to start yawning, and then you have to get to work and really clean it out. Don't let it stay there because you can act it out. So wrap that in light, move it over to the side, and let's bring in a fresh table and bring in our fresh healing, our replicated team. Good. Now wrap that table in light. And I mean really wrap it in light, because this intervention thing is sometimes pretty thick energy, isn't it? So I want you to see two people having a really difficult something, okay? Whether it's abusive or whether somebody's doing some kind of... For some reason, I'm seeing two people sitting on the table, and there's a really intense dissension between the two of them. And I don't know if it's, maybe it's alcohol. Somebody's doing some alcohol, and somebody's really belligerent or something. See, both people are having a problem, but being together, we need to work with helping each of them separate from the energy. I talked about empathy a little bit. We have to help people separate from the empathy between them so that each one can disconnect from whatever is their addiction or the problem that they're not solving with their special treat. You know. Okay, here we go. And we're just going to wrap that in light, wrap each of them in light. Remember, we were doing a lot of that. And then we're just going to send an incredible flame of light in between both people. Yeah. And we're also going to go, that was one thing we did, flame of light in between the people, and then wrap it around and around. Now we come back here, and then we're going to go up into your higher self. And we're going to go over and talk to their higher self, both of them. And tell them that they're so loved and they're so precious and their contribution to life is really necessary for the rest of the planet. Because both of these people feel like nobody recognizes them. We don't have to go very far into it. I'm sure you come up with your own stories. But we're sending some really intense frequencies to their higher selves and saying, help unhook these people. Will you do that? Yeah. Now let's just send light to them. All right. And now you know what I'm going to do? Just wrap that in light, move it over to the side. I like that one today because I didn't get all gooed up from it. That was nice. I must be growing up. Hey, what do you think? So one of the people I was talking to yesterday, and we're still in the healing center, one of the people I was talking to yesterday was talking about how involved she is in a concept which she's calling the fourth level of humanity. I don't remember what they're calling it. The first one was the agrarian, then it was called the industrial, then it was called the technological, and now there's a fourth phase of human economy. They're calling it conscious commerce, and it's got a lot to do with, we had Charles Eisenstein on Paradigm Shifters at one point, and he was talking about gifting economies and sacred commerce. And they are talking about conscious commerce. And apparently down here in California and certain parts of it, there is a terrific amount being done with conscious commerce. And some of it is in areas in which people have pretty high incomes. So it's not just about poor people learning to barter to get by. It's about people consciously taking a different interpretation of monies so that, as Baptiste de Pape would say, it comes from the power of the heart, or the effort to make life a win-win for Mother Earth, for the atmosphere, for the animals, and for one another, is how the money is distributed. It's all used in order to develop possibility on the planet. So I'm going to be learning a lot more about that. But I thought what we would do is bring in the political one will be the whole economic field, the whole economic global pattern. Okay, we're bringing it all in. And what I'd like to see us do is infuse, calling in those harmonizing frequencies from the great central sun, bring them down through the top of your head, run down through your heart, so they spin around the heart, the power of the heart, move back up through your shoulders, down your arms, and out your hands until your fingers tingle. And then I want you to start running with all the people that we've brought in, as many as you can. Let's send some amazing harmonizing frequency right up through their perineums to lift the consciousness so that the radiance is much more conscious, much more uplifting, much more able to make a big difference. Yeah, that's it. So we're running as many energies as possible up through the perineums of the people on our healing table today. And what we're hoping for and what we're praying for and what we're working with is an awakening amongst people who are in charge of economic, the movement of economy around our planet, waking up to an opening of the heart where they have a real win-win in their mind and in their heart. I win means you win. You win and I win. It's so interesting because I can just feel it. Can you feel that energy just moving up through these people? And just see them all waking up and feeling much happier about the positions they're in, less defensive, less competitive, seeing the huge, huge evolution of the use of money. Or as Aaliyah said, she, with her fingers, she writes love on all the bills that she spends. I just, I love that. And I also see us being able, instead of being afraid about money, to be able to gift one another, to be able to gift societies, to be able to lift and ply possibilities where things look like they aren't necessarily working too well for people. It's all possible to shift over the next while. The frequencies are moving very fast. So once again, fill everyone with that healing light. And then wrap that table in light and move it over to the left where it can stew and stew. Now I want you to call in those orangey, wonderful salmon-y colored lights through the top of your head. Have it come down through the top of your head, come down your shoulders, out your arms. And I want you to reach out and pat the various parts of the world that are suffering, whether it's for money, for sickness, for political things, for wars, and so on. Pat, 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 pat. All the way around. Yeah. And see yourself healing the globe. See yourself sending to everywhere that it's needed some wonderful uplifting frequencies. Because boy, oh boy, you guys, you and I know that we can be way more magical than we have been. We can pry ourselves loose from a bunch of power issues and really empower individuals and one another. And let's bring that, let's bring that light back up and swish it through our body mind and send it back out to the great central sun. Close off your galactic healing center. Jump into your star tetrahedron, your vehicle of light. Spin and spin and spin and spin. Oh, that's great. And then jump back into the room with me. I want some of you to call. The other thing I wanted to say is, if you turn around, if we're thinking about conscious commerce, for example, or sacred commerce, or gifting and sharing, and all of those things that are going to help the world become conducive to evolution instead of devolution. You know, and I know it'll never be. I know by nature of free choice, freedom of choice, it'll never be all the same. I know that because we have to have a very unique and very disparate kind of reality here. But we can look after each other in our way, can't we? Let me see. Here we go. So what I was going to say in the middle of all that is that one of the reasons we don't share really easily is we're afraid if somebody gets something we don't, then we're less than, right? They win and I lose. It's all this sort of duality thing. And I know we're supposedly coming from a dual or a duality consciousness. But who says we have to stay that way? There are rising tides of consciousness coming through us all. And there's awakening going on in absolutely amazing rates all over this world. It's just stunning. So who's to say? So if you're feeling, for example, jealous, I want to recommend this, that you say to yourself, oh, I'm jealous. Say it out loud. Say it to yourself in a way that you really hear it. Oh, that tells me that what they have is what I want. Oh, okay. So if they can create it, guess what? So can I, right? If they can create this, so can I. And it's a great way. Things like jealousy, competition, and so on lead to defense. And the defense closes us off. And we're much more separate from one another. So if you can let yourself feel that and bring it up and bring it up, you can undo these incredible straitjackets of defense that a lot of us wear at times. And gosh knows, we can sort of radiate back to conscious radiance. You can radiate out what you want to radiate out, not defensiveness, not closed offness, but a win-win, an acceptance that the person beside you is going to make gains and is doing a win-win, and just like you are, just like the next person can be, just like everyone can be. And you watch your fields and frequencies. When you get into that kind of thinking, it's stunning how everything will feel different around you. And people around you will feel different. They'll feel more harmonious. You won't be so guarded. What's to guard, right? Now, I want to say a few things about, I was talking about Dr. Cass Ingram, whose work I think is probably very, very creative and very stunning, but it was a bit iconoclastic for me because I had to really rethink what I'm doing with the vitamins. So one of the things I'm doing is one of my clients is sending me vitamins on a regular basis in exchange for the work I'm doing. So what I'm doing is I'm going to take his religiously, faithfully for a whole month, and then I'm going to go get a hair analysis and see what kind of effect that has on me. I'm used to taking a B vitamin because it makes me feel better, and I'm usually having a very fast cause and effect, but I'm going to try and drop some of that and just take these and see what happens with my hair analysis. So stay tuned. Do any of you have things about vitamins you want to talk about? I think also the stuff about oil of oregano is really important. I've been mesmerized lately by the fact that things like oil of oregano, things like sage, things like cloves. I've taken to chewing cloves because they make my mouth taste good. But also I have a lot of sensitivities with my teeth. And boy, they get cleared up in a hurry. Or I use a tincture of turmeric on a little problem tooth I've got, and immediately it gets healed. You know, also turmeric, they say that if you're using it on a regular basis, and I would recommend instead of the tincture, I'd recommend some good organic powdered turmeric and mix it with water, where they say that that's really good for anxiety and so on. Well, a lot of people are anxious these days. I'm going, well, why not try? Why not try? So how can you figure out what's good for you and what isn't? I think you could figure out by what makes you feel good. And you can use muscle testing. How many of you use muscle testing? Oh, a lot of you, right? You can test one another by sticking your arm out straight and resisting as a person yanks on your arm, tries to pull it down. You hold it straight up, right? And then you put something like jar of mustard or an egg or a piece of bread or some vinegar or something like that up against your stomach, somebody yanks on your arm again, does it get weak? And if it does, that means whatever you put up against your stomach is not good for you. And I used to do this with my daughter years ago. Said she hated math. And we played around with it. So if we stuck her arm out and her arm would resist just fine. And say, now think about math. Think about math. And one would think about your math test or think about what you learned in so-and-so's class. And the arm would go, right? So then we would work on her math until I could stick her arm, she could stick her arm out, and I'd ask her questions about math, and her arm would stay strong because she changed her mind. So it's really an interesting style of figuring out what's good for you, what works for you. There are a whole bunch of other ways of doing muscle testing, too. You can do your your forefinger and your thumb in a circle, the other forefinger and thumb in a circle, so they're like a chain link. Now you got two of them together, two circles, and then you put your fingers that are wobbly and loose out there up against something like mustard, relish, pepper, salt, peanut butter, and you know you've got all these fingers waving that are not involved in my little chain here. And as you put them against whatever it is, guess what? Your finger, the loops that you're holding tight with, they may actually come apart because they've gotten weak. That's another way to muscle test. So if you're going to take a B vitamin and you don't know whether it's a good one or not, and you do something like that, or another one is, I'll show you another one, it might be easier for some of you, stick your forefinger out on your dominant hand, your right hand, or it doesn't have to be right, it could be either one. Stick your forefinger out. Make sure that it's sticking out in a nice, strong way. Take your middle finger. Push it onto your nail. Put it on the forefinger nail so that it's a little bit arched, but it's pushing down on the forefinger. The forefinger is resisting back, right? Then you take your vitamin and put it up against your stomach. And if it makes your finger collapse, then you know it's not good for you, right? Yeah, so I'm trying some out right now. And those are really interesting ways, and you have to be really careful that in your mind's eye, you're not willing that this one doesn't work and this one does. I want to test strong to all the ice cream in the world. It's probably you're inducing a sort of a preference here, aren't you? But anyway, that's a really good way to do it. So when I listen to Cass Ingram, I want to say one thing, and that's that the only way you're going to figure out which of these things is really good for you is, well, there's several ways. One of them, we need to look at where the source is, who's selling them, what are the backup claims, what are the studies that have been done, right? Whether it's a reputable company. I would never buy vitamins from places like Walgreens and stuff, forgive me, but that's true. You want to go into a reputable health food dealer. When people say, well, they're not regulated, well, guess what? Aspirin is regulated and causes a whole lot of sickness. So I'm saying learn to do your own tests, try things out, and see if they work for you. And don't take anything that's at all suspect. And he said something really, really important, which is try to get stuff from food source. So I went wandering off trying to make sure that what I bought next was from food sources. That's possible. There's all kinds of stuff out there. So it's not impossible to get the supplements you want, but you have to get really wise and don't just look for sales and look for other people's preferences, because you can get duped by the marketplace. Have you ever heard that the marketplace can actually dupe people? The other thing that I wanted to mention, I've already mentioned this before, Baptiste de Pape was a lawyer. He's from Holland, actually. He's a lawyer, and he was getting an international contract. He was a pretty successful lawyer, and everybody's really excited. And he kept not feeling well. So here's another muscle test, if you will. So he kept feeling, people are saying, isn't this wonderful? You're so successful. And he's going, I just don't feel right. So he had to get out of his mind. He went walking. He had an influence from a YouTube with Eckhart Tolle and Oprah, and they were saying you need to come from your own purpose in life, and that makes your life better. Actually, it makes you less allergic. It makes you less sickly. It makes you a whole bunch of things that possibly much more successful. So he ended up walking and walking and thinking and talking for a couple of days, thinking. He wasn't thinking so much. He was letting go of his mind as much as he could and being in a meditative state. And he was doing like a Ramana Maharshi thing, which is one of his famous mantras is, who am I, who am I? He was doing, okay, what does life want from me? What does life want from me? And what he came up with, remember, this guy's going to be a top-notch lawyer, very, very studied fellow. And what he came up with is a movie on the power of the heart. And he says, oh, yeah, great. You know, I don't know how to make movies. Good grief. Anyway, he followed the instructions and he went off and got some others to help and they got the money together and they did an amazing movie called Power of the Heart. But the thing I really like is by the time he had this movie, by the time he came on his interview for me, with me and several other people, a number of other people all over the world, apparently, he was just radiant from the heart. Talk about conscious radiance. His practice of going inside, and he says that you have to learn this every day, to come from the heart, to radiate from the heart. This is true for any kind of radiance you're trying to do. But to radiate from the heart, you have to choose that every single day because it doesn't automatically happen. Some people have more of a heart radiance than others just from birth. Some people have to learn it. But learning it isn't the end of the earth either. It's not that you were chosen, so you didn't have to learn as much. It's just that we all have our things that we have to learn. And this guy, talking to him for almost an hour, wow, I felt absolutely loved and in love. And sometimes when I don't sleep, I listen to my interviews and I love listening to his because I feel his love, or I feel the love frequency coming through. So thank you so much for listening to this show and tuning in to Radiance by Design. My next interview should be pretty interesting because there's a whole bunch of changes in how this country is accepting marijuana as their bills in the House about how to accept marijuana as a national choice for medication and so on. So we're going to talk to somebody about all the vagaries of that. Tune in on Tuesday night at 8 o'clock or follow up with the podcast soon after. And this is Veronica Entwistle saying, hey, tune into my website and hit the Ask Veronica button and tell me how you are or call for a session or anything that you want to comment on, suggestions for guests. Much love to all of you. Many, many blessings. Good night.